Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe Comerica backyard here, ready to kick off a weekend series here. Rangers, Tigers, this is huge. You take 2 out of 3. I think my optimism will be at a season high. Okay, I think that's what we're talking about here. If you can take 2 or 3 from these Detroit Tigers, who the Rangers did that exact thing against back in May. They do have the best record in the bigs, but both Sandler and Nadell told us earlier on the show they aren't that great. Okay, so this is doable. Of course, Scooble against Eovaldi on Sunday is going to be the capper, potential Cy Young showdown. But here's Wolchuk with more of this proper round trip.
All right, let's get ready to take on these Tigers of Detroit. And as I asked Eric Nadell, there is quite a good turnout here in terms of Tiger fans. They're definitely out in full force right now. Also, big shout-out to Pat Doney. He's got his sportscaster summer camp going on out here. I mean, they've kind of taken over the area we're in. But, like, this is – what an amazing opportunity for these kids to be able to come out here and get to act as if you're doing, like, a pregame report at a Rangers game.
And nobody's better than Pat Doney. Like, if there was a person in sportscasting that I wanted my kid to learn from that's not me, it'd be Pat Doney. I guess this is a TCU thing. I'm seeing a lot of TCU mic flags. So this is like a TCU summer broadcast camp. I mean, some of these kids look like they still might be in high school.
Yeah, it is. I think he was saying it's kind of like a nationwide thing. You got kids from all over the country that come in just for this, for the week or whatever it is.
Cool.
To learn firsthand from Pat. And I know Pat's had some guest speakers and things like that, but the hands-on learning and whatnot, it's pretty special. And, yeah, Pat's one of the greatest dudes in the world, so total sweetheart.
Sweetheart, he is. Now, the Tigers are number one on most power rankings that you look at right now. Second half preview put out by ESPN. The Tigers are sitting here with a 98.6% chance to win the division, 99.7% chance to make the playoffs. They've got the best chance to make the championship in the American League. What to expect from here on out for the Tigers, whom the Rangers are facing this weekend? With the division race all but wrapped up, the Tigers' second half is about filling in roster gaps up to the deadline. The pitching staff needs more depth in both the rotation and the bullpen. Starting staff was thinned by Jackson Jobe's injury, and increasingly it's unclear when veteran Alex Cobb might return. More pressing, the need in a bullpen that has been more solid than dominant. In a postseason setting, you want more of the latter than the former. We know that. That's the issue, and that's why I'm bringing this up. Tigers looking for bullpen help. There's a rumor out today the Dodgers are interested in bullpen help, and they could be looking to pursue former Ranger Emmanuel Clase, whom they traded to the Cleveland Guardians. So I know we're chatting, and we're like, man, I'd love to go get a bullpen arm. You're going to be fighting pretty much the rest of the contenders in Major League Baseball to try and get one of those arms. And I wonder, especially with the Rangers being so up against it in terms of what financial spending they can do, this is going to be a challenge for Chris Young and the Rangers front office to make happen.
It's going to be a big challenge, and I think they're going to have to get very creative if they want to add a player of Class A's level or anything close to it. And I just don't think that's very realistic. But I think what is realistic is a guy like John Gray or Kamar Rocker could be as good as, you know, what Jose Leclerc gave you, what Josh Spores gave you in that World Series run. You don't have an Aroldis Chapman type of talent, but maybe Rocker could evolve into that, you know. And I'd be looking to be very aggressive right now with how I'm looking at the guys on my roster, because we have more than enough starting pitching. I think you have enough bullpen to make the playoffs, but dang it, by the time we get there, you got to have some sort of a plan, because what they have right now would just be too much nail-biting trying to get through a playoff series or two.
Yeah, it's really like a surefire closer. Mm. You know, like, you knew the order of operations, and it kind of fell into place. I guess we had those question marks during the 2023 playoff run. It just kind of clicked where Spores and Leclerc made it happen. So maybe it ends up falling into place for them, and maybe Garcia steps up. I mean, maybe I don't think Luke Jackson is that guy.
No.
I think he's got to be a 7th or 8th inning dude, but
he could have a couple good weeks.
John Gray is super intriguing to me in that role, and we'll see what they decide
throws
to do.
Heat. Isn't it 97, 98?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's got quality stuff.
Well, that slider's the real deal when it comes to Gray, but you also have hopefully Sporzy
And Sporzy's making a rehab start tonight in Frisco.
Yeah, so what version of him do you get? My expectations wouldn't be too high, but that's just another guy to throw in the mix here.
You know, all you got to do is get to October.
August, yeah. Yeah,
for Sporzy. Right. Rangers, second half, you're looking at 2.3% division title odds right now. Playoff odds, 21.8%, okay? I think they're higher. They should be higher than that, but that's where they are mathematically. But what to expect for here, from here, it's a small sample. But the Rangers have the number 5 WOBA in July.
WOBA. WOBA, baby.
Semien Garcia look rejuvenated. Langford's got a 954 OPS in July. That solidifies a run-producing lineup right there. And Berger and Young should hopefully improve their numbers. So the Rangers may not match their first-half pitching performance. I think that's to be expected. Maybe a minor regression there. But they figured to hit better than 229 in home games the final 2 months. Well, they better, right? And Jacob DeGrom, he's looking to try and win a Cy Young. Nathan Eovaldi's looking to possibly battle for him with that Cy Young. So I do think that it's just the law of averages, this offense to me. I'm buying it. I hope I don't end up having egg on my face, but I'm believing. I'm believing in
no,
the
you're right.
Here.
You were dead balls on right about this team, Woolchuck. The offense is going to hit. The starting pitching is going to be really good, and the bullpen will be, you know, serviceable, maybe a little bit above average. You're right about not having a closer, but I'll tell you what, it's just a matter of did they dig themselves too much of a hole with bad luck and, yeah, and bad plate discipline? Because I think if you restart the season right now, this is a clear who's going to win the division, but both Houston and Texas are making the playoffs.
Now, the big dumper, we've talked a lot about Cal Raleigh, and the guy might end up being MVP in the American League. He's gotten himself a hell of an endorsement deal, fellas. We have Cal Raleigh's big dumper spokesperson for a porter potty company. Team up with Cal Raleigh, Honey Bucket, a leader in portable sanitation services, is proud to announce a new partnership with Seattle's powerhouse catcher and fan favorite, all-star Cal Raleigh, affectionately known as the Big Dumper.
I would love it if Honey Bucket has like a special Cal Raleigh edition called the Big Dumper that's got like a cushioned seat.
Oh.
You know, maybe some snacks in there.
They try and go full Jerry on
little,
this thing.
Little AC for the hot weather climates that you might be trying to install in.
Yeah, classy.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously the patrons might have an issue, acknowledging that I'm going into the Big Dumper. You know, porta potty. Usually people like to be a little bit more discreet, but I know I'd appreciate it.
Especially if I know that the comfort level is going to be sky high. Yeah, like I'll wait in line if I have to.
Could we do like a Japanese porta potty?
Oh, wow. Yeah, where you have all the
Japanese toilet.
The bells and whistles of the Japanese toilet.
Now we're getting like a massage, it's heated seats. We got a bidet in there.
Yeah, because you have like that
Seattle. We're washing, we're wiping.
The Seattle kind of vibe a little bit.
Yes, it's very Asian. Influence there in Seattle, so I could easily see that.
I'd love it.
What other, if we could just like have the foresight, what other big dumper deals is he going to get out of this?
Like, you know, maybe a dump truck, maybe some construction equipment in the Seattle area.
Absolutely. I think that's a no-brainer.
Men's underwear.
Yeah, I think some briefs or whatever he's kind of
gotten in large
into.
Dumper.
Yeah,
we got the
like
right
special comfy, because we always talk about the front comfort. But maybe there's a back comfort situation that gentlemen that are built like him kind of have to fight through.
Oh, yes.
You know,
extra ample briefs.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Or even like a powder, you know, like Gold Bond or something.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like, I think it's really endless of like even dumplings. Like, there's got to be a
dumplings
restaurant of sorts that could invoke a big dumper.
The
dump,
the furniture store.
Yeah, there you go.
They got those. But
it's all there. I mean, I could make a Big Dumper burger if I'm being honest. A Big Dumper calzone. It got endless possibilities. Thank you, Woolchuck, for that proper round tripper. Let's finish this off with a Friday news dump. Eric, what's in store?
We got Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and a great new delicious opportunity for all of us next year in the nation.
But here in North Texas, you know, we have shifting soil, and if you're a homeowner, you're going to want to make sure you have some guys in the foundation repair business, and my guys, Permapeer Foundation Repair, are the absolute best here in DFW. So if you see any shift happening around the house, you know, cracks in your brick, sticky doors, maybe shifting floors, even uneven floors, do not ignore those signs. You can schedule a free foundation evaluation with my guys right now, permapier.com, P-E-R-M-A-P-I-E-R.com, permapier.com. They provide drainage solutions to protect your foundation, concrete leveling for garages, driveways, patios. I mean, they really do it all, fully insured with an A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. And Permapier, let me tell you this, many of their competition out there, their competitors, these are former Permapier employees. They got trained up. Now they want to go out on their own. And I guess imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But when I'm talking about my house, I want the originators of this science of foundation repair and the best possible guys you can get, Permapier Foundation Repair. So when shift happens, trust them. Trust the experts. Trust by the pros. Real estate folks, they all go with Permapier. They know who to get if you want the most cost-effective job and the right job done right the first time. Permapier Foundation Repair, 214-831-2167, permapier.com. Go with Permapier. Welcome back, Nation. Rangers pregame is coming up here in 10 minutes. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief with that Friday news dump.
Yes, sir. You'll have Josh Smith leading off tonight, playing third base. Rowdy Tellez playing first base, wearing the number 44, and he will come up right after Wyatt Langford. The rest of it is pretty usual. Higashioka, DH. Heim is catching. Patrick Corbin on the bump, repping the Peagle uniforms tonight, and hopefully we get off to a rocking start here at Globe Life Field. Here in the dump, let's go ahead and get you the news that it looks like Bill Belichick and UNC reportedly getting a docuseries after all the Hard Knocks stuff fell apart. Hulu's still going to get in the mix here and get it done for UNC. So I think that's going to draw a lot of eyeballs. And I don't know exactly if this is going to be like a Hard Knock style thing or what, how much on-field versus off-field, but everybody's obviously going to be curious about that relationship.
There's so much brand awareness with UNC because of Jordan. You know, I think this could be one of the biggest behind-the-scenes kind of videos that we've had because of the interest level of Belichick plus UNC and Jordan, the baby blue, and going to college for the first year. The curiosity with the girlfriend, like, this is a content goldmine.
Absolutely. It is. Hulu's getting in the mix here. But one of the reasons why it fell apart with Hard Knocks and HBO is because the Jordan Hudson girlfriend of Bill Belichick wanted to be too hands-on on the production. So I wonder if Hulu was like, hey, you can on this one. You know, I don't know exactly why they would have agreed to the Hulu thing when the HBO thing fell apart, but definitely going to be something that I think is going to attract a lot of eyeballs.
I think HBO might have been off on this one. As dysfunctional as it is and how the football program might not want to put her in that much control, that's what would get people talking about it.
Yeah.
I got to see this, you know?
I know.
Well, it also works out because Disney and Hulu are now partnered, and Disney has the ACC network, which North Carolina, an ACC school. So logistically, it just made a lot of sense.
That's big. Thank you, Walchuk. All right, we also heard about the rumors of a potential Nick Saban return to coaching this week. His daughter conveniently tweeted out a video of him leading out the Alabama Crimson Tide through the tunnel onto the field, and she just said, the caption was, "Miss this."
Uh-oh.
Then everybody, of course, starts flooding it with, like, oh my gosh. Yeah, and then she was like, oh, you guys are overreacting, and she posted another thing that said, apparently some of y'all feel trolled by my last story of, she said, Nick's walkout. So she calls her dad by the first name. That's an interesting dynamic. Huh. He's not coming back to coaching. Hate to break it to you. Crying, laughing emoji. You had your time.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't know, but she's clearly stoking the flame there.
Like, definitely.
Come on.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, it's not even like it's week one of college football and now all the emotions are back and here we are again. Dad's not doing it. This is like 2 days after the rumor starts about Nick Saban coaching again. She jumps into this world. So just something, another thing to consider as she shoots it down. Maybe she was just going for the engagement. you know, mm-hmm. on the socials.
Going for the likes.
I want it. You know, I want to see these old guys who maybe would have retired in previous eras, but now the money is so good, they're like, I guess I'll keep coaching. Yeah. I want to see if he can drop down in there and whip up a championship for LSU or something.
How do you guys feel about this? Sake, but it's a Kit Kat flavor.
Ooh.
Wow, the Japanese can come up with the most interesting flavor combinations, can't they? Like, their chips are just wild with the different combos they're throwing out there. I'm going to say no. I don't think people drink sake for the flavor that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, this would definitely warrant a try from me, but just because I have so much respect for Kit Kat, and they've really never let me down. Like, the ice cream is really good that they have. So I think it's unique, and I would give it a shot.
I think Kit Kat belongs. You know, for me, like, when it comes to the candies, I think Reese's, Kit Kat, and Twix are the three that are beyond reproach.
Don't like the Snickers, huh?
I think it's pretty good, you know.
But not better than the other three.
No. I mean, you know, I just think, you know, with the way you bring in that wafer, that peanut butter, mm-hmm. or that caramel with the cookie on the Twix, it's just, it's doing something that traditional candy bars don't.
A friendly reminder, tomorrow, Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, 10 a.m. to noon, free Hurtado barbecue, free oil changes, and all sorts of free fun giveaways. It's the grand opening in Fort Worth at Alliance Hyundai. I'll see you there.
Cannot wait. A lot of goodies there tomorrow. Thanks so much to Jacob Ray. Did a hell of a job filling in for Lucius Alexander all week long. Thanks to Ruben Portillo, remote engineer out here at the Globe, for getting us up and running 4.5 hours. Thanks to, of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. And we will be back on Monday. Rangers got 3 with the Tigers. Till tomorrow or Monday at 2, you're going on with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.